Welcome to session two of Turning Your Talent into Income. In this session, we're going to learn mindsets and strategies for success, turning your talent into income. Now, it's important that we get the right mindset here and the right vision. It's important that we're able to see it, to understand conceptually what we're up against, what we must do, the direction we must go, some of the rules of thumb for the game. When we put ourselves into the right mindset and we see the right vision, we understand it, we can then sort of nest or situate our approaches and our strategies and the actions that we take inside of a context that will be very supportive for their success. So first, what we need to do is identify some of the obstacles to success that we face and get out of a discouraging mindset and into an empowering one. So here are six obstacles to long-term income success. The first obstacle is fear of failure, okay? Fear of rejection, fear of loss. The main fears that we experience in a business and income context, and really in a lot of ways in a context of life. And a lot of these are around loss of control of our life. So if we're experiencing too much fear of failure, of rejection, of loss of control in our lives, then we won't take action in the first place. So we may have to overcome some fear in order to get ourselves to take action. Fear of what other people will think, fear of failure, fear of things not working out the way that we want. But it's all part of the process. Obstacle number two is thinking that we humans are all the same. Thinking that we're all the same. If we think that we're all the same, then we think that we're all good at the same things. We think that we all have exactly the same opportunities, both internally and in the business world. And this leads to some behavioral mistakes and some thinking mistakes that can be very damaging and very expensive to your long-term success. Turns out that we're not all the same. We're all very different. And while we may all have an intrinsic, inalienable right to freedom, to expression, to opportunity, to pursuing happiness, we are not equal and the same in terms of our gifts. And this is actually great news, because what this means is that you have unique gifts that are unique to you, and they will allow you to create success somewhere in the world, and that's really a great way for the world to be unfair. Obstacle number three is thinking that we're all different. Okay, now wait a minute. I thought you just said that thinking that we're all the same is an obstacle. Okay, well, the opposite end of the spectrum, thinking that we're all different, is also a huge mistake. Now, we are all different, actually, okay? But when we get too focused on kind of individual difference, what we do is we lose touch with reality. Okay, so we're actually the same and we're different. This is an important distinction that I learned from my good friend and mentor, Wyatt Woodsmall. And when we understand that we're different from each other, but that there are patterns to the difference, which we'll learn about later in this program as we learn about personality types and so forth, when we learn that there are patterns to the difference and that there are patterns to opportunity in the world, this allows us to realize, okay, so it's not just me that has this particular talent. There are others, but mine is a unique version of that. And it's not just that there's an opportunity for one person in the world that has these types of talents and gifts. There are actually opportunities for lots of them. Okay, so there are lots of opportunities for a lot of us. Obstacle number four is not knowing what we're good at. Okay, so we talked to this in the first session. We need to identify what we're good at. If we don't know what we're good at, we won't have confidence. Okay? If we don't know what we're good at, we won't have confidence because we don't know that we're good at it. The essence of self-esteem is believing that you can face whatever challenges that life throws at you, and even that you'll succeed and thrive within those challenges. And I think that, this idea that we have to know what we're good at is really important if we want to succeed turning talent into income in the long term. Obstacle number five is not knowing what the opportunities are now and in the future. And not knowing what the opportunities are now and in the future. One of the big mistakes that I see people make is they choose their direction in life with only half the story. They choose the direction based on how they feel and what they want to do. They don't actually give half of the weight to what the opportunities are, and particularly the direction that they're going in the future. Okay, so too many people get involved with careers, with businesses, and with places where they go to try to create success for themselves that are going in the wrong direction. Because most things are not growing. Most are not ascending. Most business ideas, most careers are not growing. They're on the way down, or they were kind of walking dead long ago. But we don't tune into that, and particularly we don't tune into where things are going. And so we wake up in a year, in 3, 5, 10, 20 years, with less opportunity, and we can't take responsibility for it because that would be too painful. So we blame and we point outside of ourselves. But ultimately, we don't turn our talent into income. And that's the point of this program, is to really overcome this kind of challenge. So we need to look at the opportunities, where they're at now, the direction they're going in the future. And obstacle number six is not knowing how to create value, not knowing how to create massive value. What most of us have learned how to do is work. Most of us have learned how to do work and to turn in papers at school and to try to get a pat on the head from someone else. Okay, you didn't screw up, you did your job. Doing work is a form of creating value, but it's really kind of the lowest level of creating value. When you get into the real psychology of value creation and going out into the world and figuring out what are the biggest needs in the world, what would create the most value for others, for businesses, for organizations, and then you go to work to create that value, not do the work, okay, again, the whole game changes. So part of what we're going to learn in this program is the industries where growth is likely to occur, the types of business models, the roles within those businesses, and some of the specific skills, so they all roll up. And when you align all of these things, and then you take your talent, your gift, and you develop it into a strength that's uniquely and specifically and consciously designed to create value in that stack of environments within the business, within the industry that's growing in the future, that's when you're creating massive value, and that's where your value creation can grow and grow and grow. So we need to learn how to create value, particularly in the business reality that we're in now and the one we're going to be in the future. Next, I'd like to share 7 mindsets for success turning your talent into income. 7 mindsets. Now, these are going to operate as frames. They're going to operate as kind of a set of paradigms and ideas and values that we'll use as the framework to operate within for this program. If you can get these mindsets in place, not only for what you're going to learn, but also what you're going to do with what you learn, the taking of action, which is actually where real learning occurs after you've taken action. If you put these mindsets in place, I believe that it will be much more likely that you will turn your talent into income and you'll be successful doing it. And if you don't put these mindsets in place, I think that you're probably going to struggle and put 5 or 10 or 20 times as much effort in and get a fraction of the result. Okay, so these mindsets are very important. So the first mindset is this: I have unique gifts and abilities that can be turned into consistent high income. Okay, so your mindset needs to be that you have a unique combination of gifts and abilities that can be turned into consistent high income. You have to approach it that way, because if you don't approach it that way, if you approach it with, well, I have some gifts and abilities, but I don't think anyone will pay me for it, you'll make that reality true. You'll self-sabotage when you're interacting with successful people who can make the decision about your income going up, or people who are going to buy from you. They'll sense that you don't really believe it, and their radar will go off and they won't give you the money. Okay, they won't actually pay you. If you believe that some people can earn consistent high income, but that you don't have any unique gifts or talents, okay, well, then you won't be able to do it because you won't know how to get there from here. So the mindset, I have unique gifts and abilities that can be turned into consistent high income. It's a key mindset. Mindset number two. There are more than enough opportunities available for me to become highly successful. There are more than enough opportunities available for me to become highly successful. Now, a mistake that I see a lot of people make is they say, oh, you know, I'm really good at this particular thing, and I know people make a lot of money doing it, but it's really competitive. Okay, there are a lot of people trying to do it, and so I don't really want to go do that. All right, what that actually is saying to me is that that person doesn't believe that there's room for them, okay, that there's room for them at the top. And the interesting thing about developing is that the group of highly developed, highly successful people will always be smaller than the group of not as developed people. That's just the way distribution curves work. Okay? There will always be fewer managers in companies than there are employees than companies, because the manager manages several employees. There will always be fewer CEOs than there are managers, because there's usually only one CEO inside the company. Well, it's always competitive at the top. That's the way this game works. And if you're looking at it like, well, there's a lot of us and there are only a few opportunities and it's not even worth going for, you will never get there. Okay, the mindset is there's enough opportunity for me. Okay, stop looking at whether you and 50,000 other people can fit through the doorway and just realize that you can get through the doorway. You can stand up and you can go and walk through the doorway yourself. And then you can go and help others through it. But you and all the rest of the folks can't make it through if you do not get up and take the opportunity that's available. Okay, so mindset number two, there are more than enough opportunities available for me to become highly successful. Mindset number three, new people fill new opportunities, and there are new opportunities being created for me every day. New people fill new opportunities, and there are new opportunities being created for me every day. Okay, so it turns out that in business, whenever a new category emerges, usually it's filled by someone new, almost always. Not by whoever was the big bad wolf or the 800-pound gorilla or the successful person from the last round. Okay, so in kind of the dawn of the computer and technology age, IBM, International Business Machines, they made computer hardware. Okay, they built the actual computers themselves. It makes sense that when the software industry started to emerge, that IBM should have dominated it. They tried to, but they didn't. Okay, that new opportunity was filled by a new person and a new company. And that person in that company was Bill Gates and Microsoft, okay, who went on to become the richest person in the world and one of the world's most successful companies. Well, they did that for a couple of decades, and then there was kind of the dawn of the internet age. Okay, and when the internet came online, it only makes sense that Microsoft, who dominated software, they should have dominated the internet as well, right? Well, didn't work out that way. They were doing okay in the beginning, but it was a new opportunity, and Microsoft was good at something else. And so the internet was dominated by a bunch of new competitors. And specifically, Google came online and dominated the search engine market. And even started to take a lot of Microsoft's business away in the world of email and Office technology, which they gave away for free because they were trying to support their main business, which was search. And on and on and on it goes. So there are new opportunities being created every day, and new people fill new opportunities. So this means that there are new opportunities being created for you every single day. Every day. You just need to tune into them, get in touch with where they are, find them, and then take advantage of them. Mindset number four. Just because the opportunities and knowledge are available doesn't mean that I and others know about them. Just because the opportunities and knowledge are available doesn't mean that I and others know about them. A lot of people put websites online and they get really excited. They're like, my website, my business is now available to billions of people. But just because you've put your website online doesn't mean that anyone knows about it or that anyone's going to find it. Okay, it could be like opening up a shop out in the middle of the desert. Okay? It doesn't mean that anyone knows about it. So just because the opportunities and knowledge are available doesn't mean that I and others know about them. What this means is there are many opportunities that are available, but no one can see them because they're not trying to find them. Okay, they're not trying to find them. And the way that you find opportunities is you believe that they're there, okay? So you believe that there are new opportunities being created. You believe that there are enough for you, okay? And you believe that your gifts and abilities can be turned into consistent income, and you get into the process of developing yourself. And you get into the process of understanding the industry and the types of businesses and the type of environment where you could create a lot of value. And you keep working on it, and at some point you realize there's a big opportunity right here that's right under the nose of everyone, and I can take advantage of it. Several years ago, when I started kind of this set of businesses that teaches a lot of different types of courses online about how to succeed in personal and business life, I saw an opportunity where, as amazing as it sounds now, there wasn't anyone teaching men how to be more successful in the dating world. There were lots of relationship books. There were lots of books on self-confidence and self-esteem. There were books on psychology. But there really wasn't a set of courses, a set of books that were specifically designed to teach men how to be successful in the dating world that were mainstream. And I realized that the internet would be a great place to kind of do that. And through a friend of mine showing me a business model and some marketing that I had studied in the past and teaching myself how to build websites, you know, just kind of sitting in my bedroom, I figured out that this was a massive opportunity. Now, this only happened because I became interested in marketing and sales, and I tried my hand at that in a different industry, and I became interested in my own dating life and trying to figure it out, and I saw how hard it was and how there was no good education, and I had to go figure it out kind of for myself. And I got online, and I couldn't build a website, and I didn't know how to do online marketing, and I had to go learn that. And I realized, wow, look at this. Right here, I could put these things together, and I could create something. And it went on to become a very, very, very successful multi-million dollar company. Just because the opportunities and knowledge are available doesn't mean that I and others know about them. You have to be on the lookout. You have to be developing yourself. You have to be getting educated. And you have to take multiple things that are working and figure out how to synergize or synthesize them together. Mindset number five. Income in the past was about manual work and labor. Income in the future is about results and value. Okay, so in the past, income was about manual work and labor, showing up and doing your job, punching in and punching out, doing repetitive tasks. In the future, income is about results and value created. And what you're going to see is that some people are going to get wealthy very, very rapidly. Okay, the cycle to billionaire, the speed to billionaire is shortening every year. What you're finding now is people are going in the modern day from zero, from literally from essentially nobody to billionaire in a few years' time by starting the right business that scales up and grows and creates the right amount of value. Okay, now this doesn't sound very fair. It's probably not going to happen to you, and it's not going to happen to me because those are very rare. But the lesson, okay, we can all learn from the lesson, and that is that these people are creating a lot of value. Okay, it's not about the manual work. It's not about the labor that they're doing. And yes, I'm sure they work hard, but it's about the result that they're creating and the value that they're creating. And when you start focusing on creating results and value, you can kind of skip the toil of thinking that you have to do manual work and labor for the rest of your life, and you get on to creating the value. Now, you need to do some work, and you need to do some labor, and you need to work hard, but you need to have a bigger picture here. It's not just about punching in and punching out. It's about focusing on what value is to the other person, what they want. And this is a counterintuitive model that you really have to learn and get into. Mindset number six, I'm responsible for my results, even though there are many challenges and things I can't control. Okay, in the modern day, we have to take responsibility for our results. We have to see the results we create and the value that's created as our responsibility. We have to see the direct line from us to the value. Yes, I know there are many other factors. Yes, I know that there are headwinds and obstacles we have to overcome. Yes, I know that in life, we can't control most things. But even though we can't control most of the variables, when we take responsibility for the results and we take responsibility for the value we've created and we take responsibility for exactly where we are in life and for how all the choices we made in the past and the people that we've gotten to know and the food that we've eaten and the things that we have and we haven't done have led to where we are right now, we take responsibility for it. It really puts our hand on the wheel and it gives us much more control over it. Okay, so paradoxically, taking responsibility for results and value created, in other words, the outcomes, allows us to do a much better job of intentionally creating those results and that value. And mindset number seven, connecting my talent to big future opportunities, then developing my talent into a strength I can focus over the long term to create massive value is my road to high income. And by the way, this is the Turning Your Talent into Income program in a nutshell. Connecting my talent to big future opportunities, then developing my talent into a strength I can focus over the long term to create massive value is my road to high income. All right, I'd like you to do an exercise. It's valuable to imagine where you'll be in your life in a year, in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, to look at these different time frames on a regular basis and to use this as an orienting tool. It's like looking at a map to see where you're coming from and see where you're going so that you understand where you are on the journey. Most of us know where we've been. We don't know where we're going. And this doesn't allow us to orient ourselves and get there faster. Right? Could you imagine if someone just dropped you off in the middle of the countryside and said, walk toward California? And you had no clue and no people around to tell you where you were or where California was. Okay, that's where most people are. Okay, they've been dropped off. They kind of know where they're at, but they don't know where they're going. So first, what I'd like you to do is write a vision of what you want your career and your business role to look like and what you want your income to be in 3 years. Okay, so write down a vision of what you want your business role and your career to look like and what you want your income to be in 3 years. And I want you to write this in a special way. I want you to write it in the present tense. Okay, so write it as a story about how your life is going, as if you were there right now. Okay, so you would write, I woke up today in my new house. I did my morning exercise, my health routine. And then I checked my stats, my business statistics, and my business had grown by 50% in the last year. And I looked and I realized I was going to make $10,000. Today is a good day. Okay. So that's just a summary. We're going to get a little bit more in depth. But again, we don't want to write, you know, in 3 years, I want to wake up in my new house. We want to write it present tense. Okay. So I woke up today in my new house. And then talk about what your business role, what your career looks like, and what your income is in your own words. So you might talk about getting ready for your business role. You might talk about some of the things you do inside of your business role. If you're doing sales, let's say that you realize that you're really good at motivating people, you're really good at connecting with people, and you really like helping people do things in their life that will bring them a lot of value. And you say, you know what, I'm gonna actually go into a professional sales role. You would say, I woke up today in my new house, did my morning exercise, my health routine, was really excited. I checked in with my team, and I discovered that we had 5 new sales leads. I looked at my statistics. I realized that I had made 4 sales last month, and that I was going to have my best month ever, and that I just hit my goal of $200,000 a year. Okay, so what's your vision for 3 years, and write it present tense. And then second, what I'd like you to do is write down the key mindset, the key belief, or the key kind of strategic approach you're going to need to get there. So for example, from what you've learned in this particular session, you might write, I am responsible for my results, and I'm going to create the success that I want in my future. And what's the key mindset or belief or understanding or strategy that you're going to use to get to that 3-year vision based on what you've learned so far? And for extra credit, put a little notepad next to your bed, and every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to sleep, rewrite your vision and rewrite your little affirmation here, whatever it is. So if it's, I'm responsible for my results, I'm going to create the success that I want in my future. That's going to be your empowering belief or your strategy. Rewrite your vision and rewrite your strategy morning and night, and do it for 30 days in a row, and it will dramatically accelerate your motivation, dramatically accelerate your action, your execution, and your success. And in the next session, session 3, we're going to learn about the gift of personality type. So do your exercise, and I will talk to you in the next session.